Thank you all for coming out this Sunday afternoon in Spanish Fork, Utah. We'd also like to thank those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have become members. Couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C., Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our topic is Payday is on its way. I'll start with a funny story I heard. Old gentleman, probably in his 80s, driving down the freeway, saw the flashing lights of a Utah Highway Patrolman behind him. Instead of slowing down and pulling off the side, he accelerated. It was quite a chase, exceeding 100 miles an hour. And finally, the elderly gentleman did pull off to the side, and the Highway Patrolman got out of his car and sauntered up to the driver's side window, and he said, "Sir, it's Friday afternoon. I'm almost at the end of my shift. Really don't want to go overtime and do all the paperwork connected with this. If you can give me a really, really good reason why instead of slowing down and pulling over, you accelerated and tried to get away from me, I might just let you go." The elderly gentleman said, "Well, 10 years ago, my wife ran off with a highway patrolman and I thought you were bringing her back." So have a nice weekend, sir. Payday is on its way. We all experience losses in life, situations in which we feel something was taken or stolen away from us, and sometimes it's because of others. A friend betrays us, they bail on a relationship, the girl of our dreams we thought broke it off. Other times we lose because of our own bad choices, get involved with the wrong crowd, and develop bad habits, addictions, and end up with broken dreams. We start beating up on ourselves psychologically. It's your fault. You blew it. This is as far as you're going to get in life. A lot of people nowadays are living with regrets, thinking about what they should have done. If I'd spent more time raising my children, if I'd been more disciplined and not hung out with that crowd, if I'd stayed in school, where would I be today? I'm here today to tell you that a defeated mindset is going to keep you from God's best. There are other times that you've not made any bad choices at all. You've honored God in your life. But still, in spite of having done the right thing, you're facing an illness. You lost your health. Maybe you're going to work every day, giving it your best. But still, you get laid off. You had more than enough to pay your bills and support your family at one time, but now you're struggling just to get by. When we encounter loss, obviously it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to settle where you are. It's easy to stop expecting anything better to come along. The good news is that God, or Krishna, He can restore you like that. God never promised in any scripture in the world that we wouldn't experience loss. But He does promise in every scripture of the world that if you stay in faith, keep a good attitude, and honor Him no matter what happens, He will restore you everything that was stolen with interest. And when Krishna, God, restores, He doesn't just bring you back to square one. He compensates you for the time that you've lost. He not only brings you out the other side of that challenge, that betrayal, that loss, but He brings you out better than you were before. I want you to get that tattooed on your spirit this afternoon. You may have made mistakes, but we're here to remind you that Krishna, God's mercy, is bigger than any and all mistakes that you might have made. Have a restoration mentality. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To us, restoration means, Alanoth restores old cars. Restoration means, to him and most of us, bringing that old car back to a new condition. But that's not how Krishna looks on restoration. His idea is to improve, to increase, to promote, to make it better than it was originally. Maybe you went through a loss. It might have been because of what others did to you, or it might have been because of your own bad choices. Maya is our name for the enemy whose job it is to keep us in this material world, revolving on the cycle of birth, death, disease, and old age. Well, Maya, who is not our well-wisher, would like nothing better than for us to go through life beating up on ourselves. Oh, it's my fault. It's too late. I've made so many mistakes. My destiny has passed me by. God did not create you to be sitting around wallowing in self-pity, licking your wounds, thinking about how many mistakes you've made or how many bad breaks you've had. Shake off that doubt, that self-pity. You may have suffered a loss, but your attitude should be, my God is a God of restoration. I'm not only coming out, but I'm coming out stronger, I'm coming out promoted, I'm coming out better off than I was before. Put a smile on your face, a spring in your step. You're expecting things to change in your favor. One relationship didn't work out, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm expecting a better one to come along. That loan didn't come through, I'll tell you what, I'm expecting a better deal around the corner. The medical report doesn't look good, I'm expecting to be restored to full and vibrant health. My child's not running with a good crowd, I'm expecting him or her to straighten up. For everything that you've lost, for every person that did you wrong, for every unfair circumstance, every sickness that you've endured, Krishna is saying to you today, that's not the end. It's not over and done with. I still have amazing things in your future. If you'll have that attitude, guess what? God will use your losses to promote you. He'll use the person who did you wrong. He can even use the very mistakes that you yourself have made. Our encouragement is, get your hopes up. Quit telling people it's never going to work out. Quit going on Facebook with doom and gloom predictions. Quit telling people that your best days are still behind you. Shake all that off and start believing for the future. We read from the great epic, the Mahabharata, that the righteous, pious Pandavas who never made a mistake, never made a wrong moral choice in their life, even in their thoughts, were nevertheless cheated out of their ancestral kingdom through a crooked game of dice. Overnight, they were kicked out of their kingdom, dispossessed of their ancestral heritage, and sent into exile for 13 years. It seemed, while they were in exile, cooling their heels, going from hand to mouth, being assailed by cannibalistic monsters that lived in the depth of the forest, it seemed for a while that they weren't going to get back to where they'd been originally. It seemed for a while that they couldn't even get any traction at all in their position of dispossession. But their attitude was, God's still in control. Nothing is a surprise to God. It's part of His plan. They kept a cheerful attitude. They enjoyed their sojourn in the forest, back to nature, conversing with the great saints and sages who had their ashrams there, saturating themselves in the history. So they did everything that they should have done, honoring God, keeping first place, even when people were not honoring them. In the end, they lived long enough to see themselves not only restored back to the throne, but to see their enemies circled by vultures and jackals, gnashing their teeth out of envy. Payback was on its way. This is what we call causeless mercy. God sees past, present, and future. Even if you're suffering from bad choices, bad association that you've made in the past, God doesn't disqualify you from full and abundant restoration. Do you know why? Because He sees past, present, and future. You may have nothing to your credit up to this point in time. He can still fully and abundantly restore you because He sees all the good that you're capable of doing in the future. Let's rewind back 2,000 years ago to when Lord Jesus Christ was trying to establish His mission on the planet. If there was one person in that area that Christians would have called the devil incarnate, who would it have been? What was his name? If there was one person who did everything that he could to stamp out early Christianity and send as many adherents to jail and to the lions in Rome. What was his name?
Paul.
Thank you. Actually, at that time, his name was Saul. God sees past, present, and future. He didn't hold Saul dispossessed. He didn't cut him off or condemn him because of what he'd done. But he fully and abundantly restored him because God knew what he would do in the future. And in fact, as I said, he ended up writing more than half of the New Testament. Others said, even Christians, even God-fearing people, they said of Saul, he's too far gone. Anyone else has a chance of redemption, but not him. He passed that point long time ago. But we learn from this story, it's not over until God says it's over. And similarly, in our own lives, it's easy in the tough times to give up, to settle where we are, to get bitter and discouraged, not expecting anything higher. But that's what faith is all about. You got to believe it before you see it. You got to thank Krishna or God even when you feel like complaining. You got to say, I know it's on the way, even when your mind, your senses, critics, even maybe your relatives are telling you it's never going to happen. Faith is what allows the all-powerful Lord to go to work in your life. Things may not turn around in 24 hours or 2 weeks or even 6 months. Krishna doesn't put a timetable on it. It simply says in due season. In due season. You can't rush a season. Right now it's spring. You can't rush summer. You can't rush fall. You just have to be patient. But at the same time, you can be expectant of all the benefits that those June, July, August days bring with them. You can be excited about them even though they haven't arrived yet. And you can be confident that even though we're freezing maybe and it might even be snowing on an April day, you can still be confident that those warm June, July, August days will come and you're not going to give up your expectation. When you suffer a loss, know this. There has already been established a due season, a set time to pay you back. Along the way, Krishna or God wants to know, what's your attitude? What are you saying? What are you posting on Facebook? What are you talking about on your cell phone? Are you talking about how it's going to turn around? How great our God is? Are you showing faith? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or are you talking negative? Are you talking defeat? Are you talking discouragement? Are you talking about settling where you are? My encouragement is to pass the test all through the day. Lord, thank you that you're restoring everything back to me and more. You may feel that you've wasted years in a relationship, wasted years in a job that just ended. You can't bring that job back. You can't bring those years back. But Krishna can reward you in the future with a new relationship, with a new job, a new mission, so overwhelming, so satisfying, and so much more fulfilling that you totally forget the disappointments of the past, what to speak of being bitter about them. Krishna or God can accelerate things. The Pandavas spent 13 years cooling their heels in the forest, and when the terms of their exile were complete, the deal had been that if they spend 13 years in the forest, and when they returned, their nemesis, Duryodhana, said, I'll give you half your kingdom back. But Duryodhana reneged on the promise, so that after doing everything they should have done with a cheerful attitude, they came back, and Duryodhana said, I lied. Not even going to give you as much land as would fit on the head of a pin. Thus making war inevitable. The war lasted 18 days. And what was taken away from the Pandavas for 13 years, Krishna, as the chariot driver of Arjuna, restored double back to the Pandavas within 18 days. You'll like this phrase, the latter days can be greater than the former days. Right? All you Latter-day Saints must appreciate that thought. In our case, even when it's our fault, Krishna will always give you another chance. But we have to be bold enough to say, Lord, I believe you'll restore the years even when it was my fault. Even when I made a bad choice. And the enemy, the accuser, will bombard your mind saying, you hypocrite, expect you of all people, you can't expect anything good after all that you've done. Well, that's what mercy is all about. Mercy is undeserved. Lord, I'm approaching you not because of who I am, but I'm approaching you because of who you are. I'm asking you to turn back time and give me every opportunity that I've missed. Let those opportunities that I didn't recognize at the time circle around and come across my path again. Krishna, God, is not moved by a self-pitying, whining, immature, weak, poor, old me mentality. He wants to restore. He's full of mercy. He's like a rain cloud which is poised above the parched earth, ready to release tons and tons of refreshing moisture. But we have to have the right attitude. We have to live in expectation that I may not deserve it, but that's what mercy is all about. Vilva Mangala Thakur left his father's funeral to visit a prostitute named Chintamani. And it happened to be storming that night. In order to reach her house, the Ganges was in full flood. He jumped into the Ganges River. In order to keep from drowning, he grabbed what he thought was a log to keep his head above water. Turned out it was a dead body floating in the Ganges River. Crawled out on the other bank in this torrential rainstorm with lightning and thunder. Made his way on hands and knees to the outer wall of her compound. Pulled himself up and over the wall in what he thought was a vine. But upon looking back over his shoulder, it was an 18-foot cobra. Dragged himself and with his last reservoirs of energy, scratched on her door. She opened the door. She said, you fool. You went to all that trouble to enjoy a few flickering moments with this body of mine, which is basically a bag of stool and bones and blood. You did all that just to enjoy a lusty reunion with me. If you had dedicated even 50% of your daring do and your boldness and your energy to God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, you would already be God conscious. And those words coming from the most unexpected source jolted him back to sobriety. He became a great devotee. Wrote many, many books of devotional poetry. Experienced total and full and abundant restoration. Some of you this afternoon are old enough that maybe you've started to put your dreams on the shelf. Started to allow them to slip away from you. You can't get over how you lost years in your first marriage. Or how you didn't spend enough time with your children. Or you, if you're a devotee, didn't honor your spiritual master's instructions sufficiently. Quit blaming yourself and quit blaming others. Krishna or God can still get you to where you're supposed to be. He knows how to restore the years. Another story. The king of the world at that time, Trimbhuvamana, was moving through a distant territory with his army. And he happened to have his 12-year-old daughter with him. So she's out one day, as 12-year-old girls are. And out of curiosity, she saw what appeared to be a glowing blue orb in a little, like, hole in the ground. And out of curiosity, she took a twig or a straw and she poked that glowing blue orb, slightly visible through a hole in the ground. No sooner had she done this than the whole army became blocked up. Nobody could pass stool or urine. One day went by, 2 days went by, 3 days went by. Everybody's getting extremely uncomfortable. Another day goes by and there's septicemia danger. Everybody's wondering, what did we do to incur this curse? And where did it come from? And the girl didn't have to own up to it, kind of like George Washington and the cherry tree. She said, it might have had something to do with my poking this blue orb a few days ago. So they went to the place, she showed them, they excavated, and sure enough, it was a sage named Chayavana who was living underground. And you can imagine his state. He'd been living underground, doing his yogic practices underground. He was extremely elderly, he was extremely dirty, and he was blinded in one eye and in a real bad mood. Unless they pacified him, everybody was just going to die. The king offered her his daughter, the original offender, to this old cranky sage. And the army left and went back to the palace. I mean, this is like the ultimate child abuse scenario. Put yourself in her shoes. One minute she's living as the favorite daughter of her father, as her father is king of the world. She lives in the palace. She's got servants. And then next minute, she's all alone in the forest with this old guy who's got a grudge against her because she's young and beautiful and because she poked his eye out. He didn't make things easy for her at all. But she kept the kind of attitude that we're talking about. Even though it wasn't fair to her, she knew that God is ultimately fair. She kept chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And no matter what nasty words he would say or what unreasonable commands he would give, she carried out everything without retorting or talking back to him. She gave him no cause for complaint whatsoever, knowing that payback was on the way. Do you know what happened? It actually took a few years. But that old cranky sage started to notice her more and more and more. He started reflecting to himself, this girl, she may have offended me and harmed me initially, but it wasn't her fault. It was just the innocent curiosity of a 12-year-old girl. But the more I see her in action, this girl is something special. She is a jewel. He started to fall in love with her. He started to acknowledge his indebtedness to her for serving him, uncomplaining, for years and years and years. And then he thought, how can I repay her? Some old, ugly, long hair, cranky, don't have any social graces, don't have any dowry to give her, anything like that. Anyway, make a long story short, he contacted the twin ashrams, who are like the physicians amongst the demigods, and arranged to give them certain fruits of his yogic powers if they would immerse him in a nearby lake, after which he would emerge as a young-looking man of 16 or 18 years old. Not only that, but they gave blessings, semi-divine blessings, which extended the duration of her life, the girl's life, and her husband's life to 1,000 years. She endured what, by all of our modern definitions, would be child abuse for a few years, but God eventually paid her back, accelerated her blessings, accelerated her favors, and gave her and her husband 1,000 years of felicitous life, and all of their sons and daughters became known as great heroes and heroines. Payback came to her. So why don't you in your own life ask Krishna to restore opportunities that you've missed? Why don't you ask him to restore relationships that are not what they should be? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna can make up for 13 years of loss in 18 days. He can reward a faithful wife of 2 years of abuse with 1,000 years of domestic joy. He can transform a persecutor like Saul of the righteous to a saint of the highest order. He can appear to a debauchee as a prostitute and speak devotion into his heart. Well, what's our excuse in asking God for his mercy in our lives? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of you may have or may in the future raise a difficult child. Some of you may have or may in the future struggle in a job without getting ahead. Struggle in your health with an addiction. Be encouraged. Payday is on its way. Krishna is not only going to turn it around for you, but more than make up for your lost time. He's going to restore everything that should have happened. He's going to accelerate time and make up for perhaps decades of frustration in the blink of an eye. The rest of your life is going to be the best of your life. More rewarding, more fulfilling than what has gone before. You're not going to let thoughts of defeat and discouragement and what you've been through talk you out of God's best for you. You've been through tough times. You will go through tough times. You will pass the tests. And Krishna is going to bring you to a place of great joy, great abundance, great friendships, great income, great expansion, great growth. All of that in this life, and in the next life, he wants to take you back to home, back to Godhead.